Welcome back to Northside Today here in FM All Road. Getting back in there again. I was at a media event on Wednesday for Bloom. It's open yesterday, running all over the weekend. Just been out. Sun is back out there, so looks like we're going to have it for the weekend if you get a chance to go up there. It's really terrific. Lots and lots was going on, so I didn't get a chance. A bit of a media frenzy there. From every station you can think of, national and small and all over. But it was really terrific, and then they were having the judging. So I was going around, I did a report for John on Wednesday from the Upside Down Garden, which was very, very funny to look at. No doubt about that. You say you get water in the garden, you're more inclined to get wet than the garden. But anyway, I picked this one called Moments in Time. If you saw Nora Owen talking on Claiborne on Monday, a very poignant story about a husband. So I talked to the designers of the garden, indeed, and they were Tom Gray of Trinity House, Sinead Grennan of Saunas APC, and Clyde Jones of Newtown Saunders. And also I talked to people from the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, advocate Jacinta Dixon, and also Clodagh Whelan. So we'll have a listen to that now. Now I'm here at the Garden in Bloom, Moments in Time, and I remember watching Claiborne the other night in a very poignant interview with Nora Owen, but now I'm talking to the three designers. If you could introduce yourselves, please.
My name is Tom Gray and I'm from Trinity House and Trinity College Dublin.
I'm Sinead Grennan from Saunas APC.
I'm Clive Jones from Newtown Saunders, a landscape company in Wicklow.
Okay, who's going to take the credit for the whole concept?
Oh, I think it's always a team effort. We're a collaborative team that work together on designing for people with dementia and creating supportive spaces. So, a team effort.
Okay. Well, we know the relationship between dementia and, say, music. A great help it is to people who suffer from dementia. Can you tell me the connection now with gardens?
Well, the garden, the outdoors are hugely therapeutic for everybody, but especially for people with dementia. Because people with dementia can have a whole range of difficulties. I think most people know about short-term memory. They can also have difficulties with orientation and some confusion with thinking, and also sensory difficulties. So the outdoors provides a natural environment that's gently therapeutic, that's gently multisensory, and a place where they can be at ease.
Okay. And Nora said in the interview the other night that it's so different, it's different for different people, how they're affected. So how did you approach it to that extent?
Okay, I think that's a very good question. And our work is underpinned by universal design, which is ensuring that you design for the broadest spectrum of people as possible. So I think a person living with dementia is also a person, and you know they may be young, they may be old, they may be living with another disability. Their family members might be an older person. They might also be living with a disability. So the idea that you have to design for a very wide spectrum. You can't be too specific. So Sinead talked about the therapeutic effect of nature, but to make sure that a person with dementia can actually appreciate that, you need to design a garden in a certain way that supports them to be outside. So that's about providing a nice coherent kind of path. It's about providing a good visual access to things. It's about providing good colour contrast between surfaces to help orientate them. So you can't just say to a person, look, go out there now and enjoy the garden. The garden has to support them and has to understand their needs and to be designed around that.
And how does it work in that way of understanding their needs?
Well, it works through, I think, a team like this, a collaborative team like this, where we're bringing various kinds of expertise together. So Clive, for instance, would have a huge experience and expertise around landscaping and design in that way, and planting and so on, and the construction of a garden like this. From my own point of view, we're a research centre, so we spend a lot of time researching the kind of lived experience of people living with dementia and really understanding what they want. But critically, we had a number of workshops, which we all attended, Clive.
Yeah, we ran a few workshops with the Alzheimer's Cafe, where we had the people come in and talk about their experiences and their memories of gardening and what they thought should be in a dementia-friendly garden. And we put a lot of those ideas into practice in this garden.
Are these the carers now?
No, these are the people themselves and their carers.
Okay.
And a lot of the things that they talked about, like plants that would remind them of older times, and even photographs that we have up around the walls here to depict different community activities and social occasions, different, just all that sort of thing to help people reminisce.
Okay, that reminds me of the relationship you'd have with the music, that what invokes in the head when they hear a certain song. Yeah. So the garden and smells would have the same effect.
Yeah, absolutely. The music comparison is very interesting. It's often said that architecture is frozen music, and the idea that you're providing a structure for somebody. Music provides us with a kind of a structure, a melody. It provides us with a kind of a storyline. Architecture and design and gardens do the same thing. They actually provide you with a beginning, a middle, and an end, like a piece of music. They provide you with experiences up and down, colour, fragrance, all the rest. So very similar to a piece of music. So I think that's a very interesting analogy that you're making there.
And of course, the size, it can be done in any size of garden, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Can be made to fit any size of garden. This garden here is designed to be a pocket in a parkland setting. And that we feel could be replicated in any sort of community area.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have to congratulate you. It's absolutely beautiful. And I'm sure you're going to get a great attention over the whole of the weekend. Did anything change in the course when you were starting off together?
Where
do you start?
My temper.
He got more mellow.
Yeah. Okay. So the garden works.
No, but I think the reality with something like this is, and you know, it's the benefit of you know, working with somebody like Clive, who is building stuff every day. You can design something on paper and you can do all the 3D drawings you want, but it's when you stick a spade in the ground and start mixing concrete, that's when the design comes together. So it's once you start on site, I think it's an evolution. Little things and big things have changed from the beginning to the end, but we hope for the better.
Thank you, and as I said, you're going to get a lot of attention. Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Lovely. Thanks for your time.
Jacinta Dixon.
Now I'm talking now to Jacinta Dixon, and also from the Alzheimer's Society,
Clodagh Whelan.
And what's your involvement with the society?
I'm an advocate for the Alzheimer's Society.
Okay. Now, you're here at the garden this morning. What do you think of it? And is this your first time to see it?
Yes, absolutely. It's my first time to see it. And it's just beautiful. It really is. It's a calm, very calm, very relaxed, very sort of downbeat garden, if you know what I mean, in a good way. And I think it's really, really, it's just beautiful. And I'm really happy that it's going on to another area in the country, and it's going to be used by people there who hopefully will appreciate it, and I think they will. But also, apart from that, the community in that area is going to be helping out and managing the garden. So okay. I think that's great. The community involvement is very important.
That's such an important word that Jacinta said there, community. In the Alzheimer's Society, we really advocate for people living with dementia to live in their communities and be part of their communities. And that's why we're really glad to be partners on the Understand Together campaign, because that increases awareness, and hopefully that creates more opportunities for people with dementia to live well in their community. This garden is so beautiful. It's a sensory experience, and also it's something pleasant and real life to do with your loved one who's living with dementia. We don't really have to always create new, different activities for someone living with dementia. They can just do what they always love to do with a little bit of extra support. So if you see here in the garden, there's raised beds, so people can access the flowers very easy. They're really strong colours, it's calming, it's relaxing, there's photographs, so there's lots of things to see. And I'd encourage anybody living with dementia and their families to come to Bloom and enjoy the garden and just generally enjoy the event.
And talking to, I mentioned about Nora Owen's interview the other night, talking to the designers and her saying, and you're from the society, the difference, the vast difference in the way people have dementia. Do you think people sort of have a misconception of what it actually is?
I think some people do. I mean, we're standing here with Jacinta. She's living with with dementia. She's at the garden. She's enjoying bloom. She's here with her colleagues. She's a member of the Irish Dementia Working Group, supported by the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. And that's people living with dementia who advocate for themselves and who talk about what it is. I think maybe sometimes we think dementia is a disease that affects only older people or only people maybe living in long-term care. And that's not the case. 63% of people in Ireland living with dementia do so in their communities. We've about 4,000 people in the country who've been diagnosed with younger onset Alzheimer's disease. So I think we really do need to change that perception, and I think the Understand Together campaign is doing a wonderful job of that.
Do you think there's, sorry for interrupting you, do you think there's a stigma attached to it and people leave it too late for to tell people what's going on? They care in silence.
I think there can be a stigma. I'd be really interested to know Jacinta's opinion on this. What do you find, Jacinta? You're living with dementia.
Well, I do know that there are people who hide the fact that a loved one has dementia. They kind of keep them away because they don't want there to be a stigma attached to it. And I think the important thing is that to try and improve the awareness of dementia and to try and encourage people to try and learn a bit about it and to be more active in the community so that they can see what's needed and to be able to support the people in that way.
Do you think your association with the society and your colleagues as well and the way you talk about it openly, do you think it helps you?
Hugely. In the few weeks that I've, or a month or whatever it is, that I've been involved in this particular part of the Alzheimer's Society, it has changed my life. I've gone from being completely and utterly just depressed and everything that goes with it. And now I'm able to do something. I'm able to, because I'm still at a level where I can be relatively independent
and be part of the community
and part of the community. It's completely changed things for me completely.
Okay, I'm going to have one final word in a few minutes, but I want to thank you indeed and say that over the next 5 days you're going to be a very, very busy woman. I have to tell you that.
Could I just say, if there are people living with dementia or their carers who would like some extra support, we have a helpline, the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland helpline. It's 1-800-341-341, and there's lots of information online as well. So if anybody does have any questions or queries or is looking for information about services and supports in their area, we'd encourage them to ring the helpline.
Okay, they can do that, but they can also come and see over the next 5 days, and you have the little tent there. Discretion is the byword with the Alzheimer's as well, but if you want to feel comfortable over the next 5 days, thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you.